you later.
Hey Chiefs fans, welcome to another episode of Red and Gold. I'm your host, Rachel Sanchi. The 2013 NFL Draft is officially history, and the Chiefs are well on their way to assembling our 2013 roster. We'll fill you in on the results of the draft, introduce you to the Chiefs' first pick, and more. We have a lot to cover, so let's jump right in. Coming up, the 65 TPT crew was in New York during the week of the draft, and we have incredible behind-the-scenes footage you won't see anywhere else.
Hey, don't worry. Congratulations.
Then we sit down with the Chiefs' first-round pick, Eric Fisher.
I heard you want to be a Chief, and I said, yes, I do. And, you know, what a great opportunity, and I'm really excited to get here and get to work.
And then we catch up with another Chiefs offensive lineman, the very versatile Joe Valerio.
He got in the huddle. He called the play as if I were Jerry Rice. Marcus dives in, and I'm wide open, and I catch it, and I'm standing in the end zone with the football, and I'm like, this is crazy. I'm living every lineman's dream, right? Every lineman's dream.
Now, if the Chiefs could find a player as dynamic as Joe Valerio in every draft, we'd be in pretty good shape. When you have the first pick in the draft, the entire sports world is focused on you and you alone. To celebrate the occasion, the Chiefs welcomed over 3,000 fans to the official Chiefs Draft Day party. Hey Chiefs fans, it's the pinnacle of the offseason, draft day, and we're here at the 2013 Chiefs official draft day party. There were a limited number of spots, but as you can see, there are thousands of season ticket holders here to celebrate the newest member of the Chiefs kingdom. There's a lot going on, so let's check it out. The Chiefs draft day party had everything. Fans got the chance to hear from ambassadors and current players, hang out with Casey Wolf, and take a tour of the Chiefs locker room. Chiefs fans also had the opportunity to buy discounted merchandise, order a personalized jersey, and sample some awesome food. One of the really cool things here is a Super Bowl trophy. Fans get to get a picture with it and the cheerleaders. I'm here with Jeff, Chiefs season ticket holder. Jeff, tell me about your experience at the draft day party so far.
Well, this is the first one I've been to. I'm actually a first-time season ticket holder, so just the buzz around everything going on here. Just get you really excited for football season. I know everyone's really excited to hear what the first pick's going to be, so I'm just really looking forward to it and having a great time.
What do you think the atmosphere is right now?
It feels like everyone's just really excited. Everyone's excited for the new start with the new regime coming in and just the buzz around the first pick and just new beginnings. It's really exciting.
To see you red right here, Mitch.
Yes, it is.
Love it. Now, listen, I'm fired up to be here. I'm fired up to see this right here now. This is awesome. This is awesome.
It was really cool to see Andy Reid in person. You know, I've followed him a lot since he was in Philadelphia. He seems like a really good coach. We're really glad to have him, and just to see him in person was really cool.
How cool is it to have everybody here together in the center of the action in Kansas City celebrating our new draft pick?
Well, it's like a game day atmosphere almost. Just to seeing everyone walking around talking Chiefs football, it's really exciting to see the players here interacting with the fans. It's just a really good event that they put on. You know, a lot of people like myself and everyone else here, we give a lot of money towards the Chiefs, and it's just good to know that they're giving back to us, letting us know that they support us and are happy that we're committed to the team.
The Kansas City Chiefs select Eric Fisher.
And with the number one overall draft pick, Eric Fisher. Eric, welcome to Kansas City.
Thanks. It's great being here. Great being a Chief. Never been to Kansas City. It's a great feeling being here.
So draft night, your phone had a bit of complication that night. But what was it like actually having it ring, knowing that you were the number one pick?
Yeah, I couldn't believe when I saw the Missouri number on there. It was like, no way is this about to happen. And then I go to answer it, and Nothing happened. It went to my home screen, and the call was gone. And thank God they called back, because that just would have been devastating. But, you know, it was a great phone call.
What was the conversation like, and who was it that you were talking to?
I was talking to everybody. You know, it was pretty loud in the green room, so it was really hard to hear. But, you know, I heard you want to be a Chief, and I said, yes, I do. And, you know, what a great opportunity, and I'm really excited to get here and get to work.
We've all heard the commissioner announce some names over the years, but what was it like hearing your name?
Hey, this last 24 hours has been such a whirlwind. I don't think it's really set in yet, but hearing him say my name, you know, I've heard him for so many years saying other people's names, and I've been watching it on TV, and the fact that it was my name, it was a dream come true, and, you know, it's been my goal to hear my name like that for so long, and, you know, it was a goal complete.
Now, describe those first few hours. You're in Radio City Music Hall. You've just become a chief. I mean, you still have your hat on. Did it settle in at all? What was it like?
It still hasn't settled in. I haven't been able to stop at all. I think I slept like 2 hours last night. And this hat feels great. You know, I think it's a good color for me. you know, I can't wait to get over to Arrowhead Stadium, check it all out, and you know, see the rest of the facilities.
Now, not only were you the first overall draft pick, but you were the first player from the MAC to be the overall draft pick. Well, how proud are you of what you've accomplished so far?
Yeah, I think I made a little bit of history yesterday, which was pretty cool. And, you know, I don't think I can never get beat, I guess, being number one. But, you know, it's great to represent the conference in my school like that. I think the highest MAC pick before was seventh. So, you know, to show everybody that the MAC can hang with all these other conferences was a big deal for me.
Let's talk about the Senior Bowl. How big was that week for you? I mean, how hard were you working that week?
Yeah, I knew it was a big week for me. Everybody wanted to see me go against the top competition coming out of a MAC school, and I think I showed everybody that I can't hang with everybody. There's so many great players in this league, and you just need to answer those questions, you know, that people have, and I think I did that very well. And you know, I went down there with a little chip on my shoulder, took care of business, and you know, I think I proved myself.
Back in Kansas City, rookie minicamp's about to start. How excited are you to put on that Chiefs uniform and get to work?
Oh, I can't wait. You know, I think the biggest thing for me is I got to get to know these guys, start to earn their trust, and you know, really know them as people, and you know, create that bond with them, because you really need to have that bond, especially on the offensive line, when you're out there on the field.
Stay tuned. When Red and Gold returns, we spend some time with Ivy Leaguer and former second-round draft pick Joe Valerio.
I just like said, you know what? I'm going. I'm just going. I didn't look to see if there was guys over here. I just took the ball, tucked it, and literally dove into the end zone. And the rest was history after that.
And then we head to the Big Apple and take you behind the scenes of the 2013 NFL Draft. Red and Gold has more to come, but first, let's see what you know. How many Chiefs players have been named the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award? A, 4, B, 5, C, 3, or D, 2? You'll find out right after this. Would you like a behind-the-scenes look at Arrowhead Stadium? Then come on out to Arrowhead for one of our amazing stadium tours. You'll visit the Founders Club, the Scout Investments Club level, the Hall of Honor presented by Time Warner Cable, the team locker room, and walk along the field itself. We have a number of tour options to fit your style, and we can't wait to see you at Arrowhead Stadium. For dates and times, visit goarrowhead.com for more information. Welcome back. Before the break, we asked you, how many Chiefs players have been named the NFL's Man of the Year? The answer is B, 5. The Chiefs lead the NFL in players to be bestowed such an honor for their off-the-field community service and for their on-field excellence. When you think of a typical NFL offensive lineman, you probably imagine a massive, nasty, physical type of player. At 6'5 and almost 300 pounds, Joe Valerio certainly fits the bill. During his 5 seasons in Kansas City, Joe had a few surprises up his sleeves for Chiefs fans and opposing teams. Who knew an offensive tackle could have such good hands?
Being a role player, you know, I was always looking for any way to get on the field. I was never going to tell the coach, no, this isn't the position for me. You know, just I didn't have the pedigree. I just wanted to do whatever was best for the team, whatever role they asked me to do. When we made the transition to go to the West Coast offense in 1993, and Joe Montana comes, and Marcus Allen, and Paul Hackett comes, and he's running the offense at this point. We kept the play in where I would kind of just go out about 5 yards into the end zone and almost act as a screen. Nobody even looked at me. So one day, we're out of practice, and I don't know what Joe Montana was thinking. He gets back there, and he's like pumping the ball. You know, I'm like, hey, throw it to JJ, he's wide open. Throw it to Keith, he's wide open. He's going to throw the ball at the big fat guy who's standing there with his hands up. It's going to hit me in the gut, or it's going to hit me in the face, and the ball's going to fly, and everybody's going to have a good laugh. And I almost know that's what he was thinking. So he fires this ball at me, and the thing's coming right at me. Now it's like self-defense, right? So it's boom, and I stick my hands up, and now I'm looking at the ball, and it's in my hands, and I'm like, I wanted to like throw it. I'm like, what do I do with this? Is it going to explode? So Paul Hackett comes running out of nowhere. He's like, my God, you can catch? I'm like, I don't know. I haven't really touched the football since I was in seventh grade, you know, other than picking up a fumble or, you know, being a long snapper. And he says, well, you know what, Joe? You're gonna catch a touchdown pass this year. Kind of put that on the back burner. You know, this was early on in the preseason, and then we're playing the Raiders, and all of a sudden we get the game plan, and there's the play. Fake 16 George, you slam. And the great thing about Joe Montana is he could have easily made me really nervous, like by asking me, you okay? You gonna catch this? You all right? Big guy, let me see your hands. You good? All right? You good? And he got in the huddle. He called the play as if I were Jerry Rice. Will Shields makes a great block. Marcus dives in, and I'm wide open, and I catch it, and I'm standing in the end zone with the football, and I'm like, this is crazy. I'm living every lineman's dream, right? Every lineman's dream. It just kind of took off from there. All of a sudden, I became Joe Montana's favorite receiver. One for one for one, right? One touchdown, one catch, 1 yard.
If he throws it, I'll catch it. I'll try at least. I don't care if my pants fall down or my helmet comes off. I'll make sure I catch it. I don't care how stupid I look.
And then Monday Night Football. The John Elway, Joe Montana shootout, back and forth. You know, whoever has the ball last, we know is going to win this game. We ran a play. It was not the fake 16 George you slam. It wasn't, hey, Joe, you're going to score. This is like, just do your job and we get off the field. So if you watch the video, you can see Joe's progression. Derek Walker is running a crossing pattern in the back of the end zone. And what happened was, if you watch the progression, Joe looks, and Derek grows right in front of the umpire. And then he looks, and you can see he's looking out at me like, oh, man, are you going to catch this thing? So now I got to catch it over my shoulder, and I'm 4 yards away from the end zone. Like, I'm not just standing there catching a high pop. I'm standing out there, and I'm running, and he put a strike, man. He hit, it couldn't have been a better shot. So now I'm 4 yards out, and I don't know what to do because I've never been with the ball in space. The guys, they let me have it because I dove in the end zone from the 4 yard line. I just like said, you know what? I'm just going. I didn't look to see if there was guys over here. I just took the ball, tucked it, and literally dove into the end zone. And then, you know, the rest was history after that.
He does it again! The speed, the grace of Joe Valerio finds the end zone. Slow him down. He's going to set a record.
I do have to say to the people of Kansas City and the surrounding areas, I mean, it's not meant to butter anybody up, but if my wife and I were not literally from the same hometown and all of our family was here, there's no doubt we would have stayed in Kansas City among some of the best people that I've ever met. The spirit of that town, I think so fondly all the time of the people that I got to interact with. And not just football people. You know, I had a ton of friends outside the football community. Friends in Children's Mercy Hospital, friends from the neighborhood, but I always knew that my heart was there, and it hasn't left. And those experiences have really helped me become better in society and a better, you know, member of the community than if I had never had them.
When Red and Gold returns, we head to Radio City Music Hall for a behind-the-scenes look at the 2013 NFL Draft.
Hi, congratulations.
I'd like to extend a very special welcome to Mr. Eric Fisher, the NFL's number one draft pick for 2013. Mr. Fisher is now the pick to travel with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Corona Light presents Kenny Chesney's No Shoes Nation Tour. Starring Kenny Chesney. And Eric Church. Eli Young Band, and introducing Casey Musgraves, Saturday, June 15th at Arrowhead Stadium. Tickets are on sale now. Available at all Ticketmaster ticket outlets. Kenny Chesney and friends in concert.
The NFL Draft is always an exciting time. And the most recent draft was no exception, especially for Chiefs fans. In the last few months, we've all been analyzing and scrutinizing every possible decision the Chiefs could make. And now, we finally know how things played out. The 65 TPT crew was in New York during the week of the draft, and in this Access Arrowhead, presented by Prime Sport, we take you to Radio City Music Hall.
In the 2013 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Eric Fisher, tackle, Central Michigan.
So talk about a first. First time in a long time that we didn't know who the first overall pick was going to be. And a first, it's a Central Michigan Chippewa.
What are you looking forward to most about joining the Chiefs and about living in Kansas City?
Hey, I've never been to Kansas City, so I'm sure I'm in for a lot. I heard the food down there, the barbecue down there is great. I'm really looking forward to walking into Arrowhead Stadium and just seeing the atmosphere. And you know, I heard the fans are just absolutely awesome down there.
That's the Kansas City Chiefs.
72 is available. 74 is not available.
Man. There he is.
Hi.
Congratulations. Keep going straight.
Alex, what's going on, man? Not much. You ready for another Chippewa? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know if I'm as funny as Joe, though.
No, the fact that I get to block for you means it's going to be pretty darn cool.
All right, I got you. All right, man, thanks for the call.
Congratulations.
I'd like to extend a very special welcome to Mr. Eric Fisher, the NFL's number one draft pick for 2013. Mr. Fisher is now on a pick of tackle with the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Silver Dome parking lot.
Yeah.
It's probably like a sea of red.
How you doing, fella?
What's going on here?
It's great to be here.
Nice to meet you, bro.
Nice to see you.
You doing all right?
I'm doing great. Good.
How are you?
It's Chung.
Hi, guys. Very much.
How you doing, Eric?
Real good.
Congratulations.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good job, Brad. Take good care of you.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good to see you.
Welcome to Kansas City.
Welcome to Kansas City.
Thank you for this opportunity. It's a dream come true.
Very exciting time here today. Welcome, Eric, to the Kansas City Chiefs family. Today gives you a chance to kind of see why we're excited to have him as our first pick in the 2013 draft.
Time to test your knowledge with some trivia. What type of playing surface does Arrowhead have? A, grass. B, turf. I'll let you know the answer when we come back. Love the Chiefs? Join us. Stay connected and join the growing communities of the Chiefs Kingdom. There's so many ways. Twitter keeps you up to date on all things Chiefs.
They're not going to catch it. Back of the game. Derek Johnson on a linebacker blitz.
Facebook lets you respond and react to fellow fans. And Instagram takes you inside with some of the best images of the kingdom. Stay connected to win some sweet prizes. Join in and be a part of your Chiefs 365. Welcome back. Before the break, we asked you, what type of playing surface does Arrowhead have? The answer is A. Arrowheads Field was originally AstroTurf from 1972 to 1993, but in 1994, they switched to natural grass. Thanks so much for joining us on this edition of Red and Gold. If you missed any of the show or want to watch it again, go to kcchiefs.com or follow me on Twitter at @kcchiefs_Rachel. To keep up with the Chiefs 24/7, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. Prizes are given away all the time, and we keep you in the know of all things Chiefs. Until next time, go Chiefs!
Toss power trap.